DJ. Come on, DJ, put the record on and replay. Don't you see how them bitches move their booty? Every time you play this record, smell like coochie. Follow them, screaming like a coupe. Misdemeanor, move my nookie like a hoochie. But I'm haters, haters, fuck whatever you say. Because you know I'm too cool for you anyway. I'm just a bad bitch, M-I-S, miss. I'ma keep talking shit till you get this. I'ma bust up in the club with no guest list. Them other artists, I keep them all restless. I don't French kiss, unless it's 50 Cent. Vivica, we can share them like the president. Tabloids, I don't care, it's irrelevant. I'm heaven sent, now watch how I do the shit.
This is La Fashion Cast. I'm Stacey.
And I'm sick.
Well played. But really, she's Brie.
No, I'm being serious. I'm actually sick.
No, she is. You're sick, but you're also Brie.
Halfway
so people
through this
know.
Cast, I might be drunk.
And dead. Always a good combination, really. Yeah. Many famous and wonderful rock stars have passed that way.
What, being sick, drunk, and podcasting?
No, just drunk and dead.
Right. Well, as long as I can go out like Mama Cass.
You know what? It was heart failure. It had nothing to do with a ham fucking sandwich.
Oh no, she was a fatty. She choked on it.
No, oh my god! What if she's a lesbian? That'd be kind of neat.
That's kind of gross.
What? That'd be kind of cool. She's very talented.
Yes, she was. So, it's been an interesting week. We've gotten some good feedback. We've gotten our thread is
from our listeners. Yeah,
our threads are on fire.
The thread is on fire.
No.
Oh, I'm such a white girl.
You're really white.
I know. It's so terrible. Like, yeah. I need to stop. I just need to live in somewhere that's not North America for just a little while. Or
I'm
somewhere
so
not suburbia. Oh, I know. But let's get through this.
I'm gonna try. I feel like crap and I sound like John Goodman.
You don't sound like
John Goodman.
Okay, this will be our first listener poll. Does Brie sound like John Goodman? Yes, no.
Yes,
I'm
or
too
yes.
polite to say.
Yes or yes.
No. No, I like my options better, you asshole.
No,
yes,
like
no,
John
or
Goodman.
I'm too polite to say.
Well, we all know what
everybody listen
I'm
to
too
me.
Polite to say means. It's like the fifth. It means you're guilty. Guilty meaning
it doesn't
you said
matter.
Yes.
You know what? They need that as an option. Okay, yes, no, maybe I'm too polite to say.
Whatever.
There. Fourth option. You do not sound like John Goodman at all. And Carson's Tia has confirmed this.
Well, I disagree.
You can't disagree.
Why not?
Because I fucking say so.
I live this voice. It's
I live mine too, and I don't understand. Yeah, well, I don't understand where this kind of like bullshit and also this fascination that gay boys have with it. That is kind of strange.
With what?
But with my voice.
Oh, it's because I think it's phone sex operator-y.
Yeah, but that's weird. See, you don't see that you don't sound like John Goodman, and I don't see how my voice is, you know, all meow, meow, etc.
Really?
Really? Really?
Really
pappy.
Really, Merkin?
You know, some of my friends from school have started calling me that.
I noticed that Shay.
Yeah.
Called you that, and this is getting cut because people don't know what we're talking about, so.
No, okay, well, Shay is my friend from Universitae, and he listens to this podcast because he is a supportive friend and also extremely patient. So, yeah, shout out to Shay. Hey, Shay. That
How
rhymes.
How you doing?
So conveniently. I know.
I'm a Puerto Rican from New York. Hey!
How you doing? Oh,
Poppy.
You do it so much better than me. Actually, it's pronounced Poppy.
It's a little too Latina for your tongue. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm so done.
Great. Okay, so, what is our podcast about again? Fashion or
clearly, it's
like
not
that?
About fashion. It's about
clearly
being retarded.
It's the Retard Cast with Bree and Stacey. I'll be your host.
Also known as the Perpetually Sick Cast. I'm your perpetually sick host.
Oh, goodness. We're funny bitches. Occasionally.
Wouldn't you like to think that?
Yeah, I would, but it's patently untrue. At least in my case.
Oh my god.
I know.
Okay. So let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, let's get on the road. Let's
get on the road again.
Yeah.
But not right. Like a band of gypsies, because they're badly dressed.
Oh. You know, you are just all about the racial slurs tonight.
What? How is that a racial slur?
It's politically incorrect. It's offensive.
It's a fucking song.
Oh.
You jackass. You
were referring literally to gypsies.
Don't make me sing. Anyway.
Moving on. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For sure. So, what are we going to cover this episode?
We've got not a lot to cover, but...
We have a mixed bag of viewers' questions and our own pet
subjects. We have a sufficient amount of ground to cover.
Oh, yes, we do. We have plenty of ground to cover. So, let's get on that. What do we want to start with, Brie?
Fashion trends. Where are they now?
So, how about that whole... Let's start off with the positive. Let's do the good news first. Let's hit him with the good news.
Let's accentuate the positive.
You got to accentuate the positive, evening. Mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Collar popping.
I'm all for it, personally.
I am still for it.
Yeah, this is our one, like, really controversial stance, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can... A lot of people sometimes will disagree with us, like, my friends.
Like, if Why I would leave... they disagree? We're clearly right.
I know I'm clearly right, but, I mean, if I leave my collar popped, their first comment is, hey, you forgot to fold down your collar.
And like, then you're like, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! And I just fold it down. And then I pop it up later at the night when I'm more intoxicated.
Wasted.
Yeah. I was using the big $5 word, but, you know, go ahead. Shwasted.
I might be that later. Oh, goodness.
I'm going to try really hard not to get shwasted.
On the podcast. I think that is a noble endeavor.
I'm going to try.
Actually, yeah. No, do.
Yeah.
Okay, collar popping. Yeah, I like it. I think it's just,
it's sexy.
Brings,
I don't know.
It is kind of,
actually. I
still
think it's sexy. Like, I see a collar popped and I'm like,
Because you are
What's
clearly
under
saying...
that collar?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that was exceedingly cheesy.
I know.
But I think it adds a certain element of, like, I'm not wearing this to go golfing. I'm wearing it because I like the fucking shirt. Get over it.
That is a really good point.
Thank you. Yes. I am fully in favor of collar popping. I like it. I think it just it changes the dynamic of your outfit and, like, the lines of it. I think it makes it more interesting.
I would agree.
It's visually pleasing.
Wholeheartedly.
Yep. Aesthetically pleasing. That's another $5 word. Ooh, you kids should start writing them down. It's fabulous.
Too bad it's not real money. Kind of new.
Oh, yeah. And then we found $5. Let's move on. I love that. That's such a great way to end a story that was boring. But actually, I think we had some really great points about collar popping.
You don't need to say it.
No, I'm sorry. But we did. I mean, come on. Wow, this is the Arrogance Cast with Stacey.
Yeah, this is all kinds of different casts. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The next fashion trend, we might get in trouble for this.
Oh, we are going to get in trouble.
But, you know,
we're all about the controversy.
The truth hurts. And you know, we're not attacking.
But it will set you free.
The truth will set you free. And we're not
Hallelujah.
We're really not attacking. We're no. simply, you know, letting you know we're bringing it to light.
We're trying to be informative.
That it's time to give this up.
Oh, it is way past
its
due.
Hopefully you can start making the transition soon. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
And that is, drumroll please,
Shane Ties. So Shane Ties, they're done. They're really over. Shane doesn't wear Shane Ties anymore. I think once the person who started the trend kind of throws their hands up and goes, I'm not touching those.
I'm out.
I'm out. It's a good sign that you should not be touching them either, because you know what? It's just, it's like everybody is like, okay, if I wear a Shane tie, then I will be Shane, and then people will want to sleep with me. But no, because we've all figured it out. Every lesbian knows that every other lesbian who's wearing a Shane tie is trying to be Shane, and it's sad, and it's not working anymore.
Well, it was kind of hot for a while, and a lot of...
It was.
A lot of girls did wear those before...
Yeah, like Avril Lavigne.
Before Shane... Well, let's not talk about that.
No, sorry.
I cannot stand her. But, I mean, a lot of girls were wearing them before the whole... Before Albert even started.
Yeah, and then everybody started wearing the black skinny ones in order to...
With the white dress shirt.
Yeah, oh god.
So...
But, okay, but
the
times,
they're
over.
It's played out, and it is done.
Because we all know the game. It's like... And we all just want to say, you know what? Catherine Mennick is the only one who can pull off that hairstyle. Oh, God. Anyway. Shane ties, they're over. They're done.
We're just informing that they're done.
Yeah, exactly. We're not... We're trying to aid. Although that did get a bit vicious. I mean,
you
I feel a little bit bad.
Vicious sometimes.
I know. I really am. About, like, fashion, music, and movies, the dumb shit in life, I'm real judgmental. It's so bad. But fake judgmental. Because I wouldn't ever not be friends with somebody because they were wearing a Shane tie, or even if they were wearing socks and sandals.
I would, however, not be friends with you for wearing tie-dye.
Oh, that's not nice.
Unless your name is MC.
I would still be friends with people who wear tie-dye, even if your name is not MC. But MC, we love you, even though you wear tie-dye.
I don't know. You have to put in your application with references if you want to be my friend and you wear tie-dye.
It's a long and complicated interview process, let me tell you.
It is.
We designed it together.
Yes, we did. With the school year approaching, some people are still in school, some people are not. However, I am still in college, and
as
on my yeah, and Stacey is too. On my campus, it's pretty rough terrain. So one of the most frequently seen clothing combinations is a nice mini skirt, which looks good, you know. And then you scroll on down and you're seeing the legs and you're like, oh, nice. And then you hit a pair of sneakers. And it's kind of like Scooby-Doo when your ear goes up and you're like, what's that? What is she wearing? I personally am not a fan of the sneakers and skirt. I would really have to see something making it work to approve of it. However, I think that someone disagrees with me.
That's someone that she was so passively aggressive, passive aggressively referring to would be... I can't speak. All right. Once more with feeling. The person that she was passive-aggressively referring to was me. It was me, because I think... Now, I have a very strict definition of sneakers. What I'm thinking of when I say sneakers is pretty much Chuck Taylors and Chuck Taylors. And so I'm thinking kind of a sportier, you know, dressed-down miniskirt, not with, like, the really distressed denim or, like, you know, like lots of like whiskering and fading and stuff. Whiskering, by the way, is the little bits of fading that shit. What's the word I'm looking for?
Appears
that
at the
radiate
hips.
Out from the crotch. And
it makes you look like you've been sitting for about 50 years.
Basically, sitting for 50 years and being hit with a sandblaster is pretty much what it makes you look like. When it's really severe. Other times it's more appropriate to have a little bit of whiskering, but if it's too heavy, it just looks ridiculous. Anyway, so not that type of skirt. Like, we're talking something, you know, casual, dressed down, relatively plain. With a pair of Chuck Taylors and, like, a cute graphic print tee, I think that can work. I personally think that can work. I've seen Emily Haynes do it, who, if you do not already know, is the lead singer of Metric, and she is incredible and really good looking. So, yeah. Running shoes, absolutely out of the question. Don't wear, like, actual, like, Reebok. I wore these jogging last night. Don't wear those with a miniskirt. That just looks fugly beyond recognition.
See, for me, that's what I'm actually, for the most part, talking about. I see girls walking around with hot miniskirts and a pair of Nikes or Adidas. Like,
oh, that's weird. Well, then I agree with
awkward.
You.
It's awkward. It looks bad.
It does. It does. I concur completely. So we ended up agreeing on this.
I mean, we kind of agree. Like, I don't know. Like, I've seen Chucks with skirts sometimes, and they can work, I guess. Like,
yeah. All I'm saying is that there's a definite possibility, but it just has to be done carefully.
Yeah.
If you need any consultation on this issue, then email us at thefashioncast@gmail.com. Or thefashioncast@gmail.com will probably result in better fashion consultation, but it's just a guess.
Oh, whatever. Charmin asked if what our viewpoint was on Argyle. And if you're not familiar with Argyle, since this is an enhanced podcast, you can refer to the photo that is here. If you can't see the photo for some reason or another,
it's a crisscrossy pattern.
It's very country club. It's kind of the diamond pattern, if you can picture this in your head. It kind of looks like diamonds and plaid got together and had a really preppy baby.
Oh, that's so true. So it's basically like, yeah, crisscross diagonal pattern with like flecks of like other color. It's very kind of geometric.
And it's mostly seen on sweaters, but I mean, it's popping up everywhere. Yeah, and socks. Yes, and socks.
Actually, yes, it is named after the town Argyle in Scotland.
For real?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I did not know that.
And like Bikini is named after the Bikini Island. Or islands. I forget
Are
if
you
it's
joking?
Plural or not. No. I'm not. I'm totally serious.
So are Bermudas named after Bermudas?
No. Somebody just out of the blue was like, hey, you know what's an awesome word for these shorts that I just invented? Bermuda.
F you. F you, Merkin. I figured. But you know what? I was just checking. Jeez.
Okay. Fair enough. I will not mock you. I'm sure the listeners will take care of that for us.
That's just fine. Because I am the editing powers that be.
Oh, fuck! I always lose on that front.
You really do. So yeah. I love Argyle, personally.
Me too. Although, okay, but can we just have, like, one little exception?
Yeah.
The printed Argyle that's, like, all sideways and it's got, like, you know, paint spatters over it. Just don't do that. Just don't do that. Don't fuck with the pattern. Just leave it. When you do weird shit to Argyle, it doesn't look nice.
I'm also not a fan of excessive amounts of Argyle. Like, for instance, where I work, we sell some backpacks that are Argyle and also some folders and notebooks and stuff. And, I mean, the whole thing is Argyle. It's not, like, a solid color with, like, a couple stripes of Argyle pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is pattern. If you ever see, for some reason, a piece of clothing that is covered in Argyle...
Back away slowly?
Yes!
Agreed!
Because that is bad news everywhere.
But there can be, like, a subtle sort of Argyle.
Well, yeah.
Like, where the lines are very fine, and that is okay.
Well, yeah. Like,
I know, but we just have to clarify.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if it looks like a Dickies backpack all over your body, then you need to just back away.
Agreed. Don't say funny things while I say. I have never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. I never have.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Also, guess who is still on their quitting spree?
Oh, Brie Face.
That's right.
Yay! That's so good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
I'm very proud of you. This is hard. It's hard to quit smoking. It's hard to quit any habit, much less, you know, one that's physically and psychologically addictive.
Yeah. So it was funny because I was like, I only smoke when I drink. And then I started drinking a lot. And then I was smoking a lot.
And then dying a lot.
And then I was like, I'll just have a cigarette before I go to work. I'll just have a cigarette on my way home from work. Oh, it's noon. I'll just have a cigarette now before I
watch TV.
But I'm done. I quit.
Sweet.
Yes, I did.
This is a warning, though. It's a slippery slope.
It is. Don't ever fool yourself into thinking that you can just smoke while you drink. Because it's not going to happen that way. Because then it turns into, I smoke, half a pack when I drink.
I remember these moments.
As in every time I go out.
Pretty much.
So gross. I feel disgusting. Like, wonder I can't get a date. Because I'm covered in a cloud of smoke. Duh.
People can't see you. It's
they can't
like
even see me. Yeah.
We should use that little noise right there to introduce all of our topics. Ever.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, me too.
However, I do believe I need another beer.
Oh, no.
I'm doing fine. I'm not even tipsy.
Well, I mean, go ahead. I won't.
Just
say
for you.
One way or the other. Oh, Brie. That's so nice.
Quit smoking for quit drinking for you.
You quit smoking for
yeah, kind of.
Why
a
you
little
just
bit.
Quit smoking
well,
for
also
your
for me.
Lungs.
Yeah, I did for me, but I'll quit smoking and she doesn't smoke anymore.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm like, maybe this will help. In lieu of our own fashion crime stories this week, we've decided to highlight a listener's fashion crime story. GP. God bless you.
Yeah.
GP wrote on the Fashion Cast thread.
He wrote.
Oh my god, I love you.
Sorry.
Stacey.
Yeah.
Can you find a girl down here? Talk to her and tell her what to say to me. Including all of that. Guitar hero. Wrote. Things like that. And can you have her hit on me and I'll know that she's good to go.
Alright, I'll do that with all my contacts.
I need a girlfriend really bad.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
See what you can round up.
Round up. Come on, lady
partner.
Hey, some people
don't
are
rad
into that.
Me. No, I'm just kidding. That's gross. Anyway. That's awkward.
That's a call for listeners. If you have ever said anything along the lines of guitar hero or herote or are just generally kind of cool
and weird,
then give us a shout at thefashioncast@gmail.com.
If you live within, you know,
one state.
If you live somewhere in the Midwest, I can travel. No, I'm just kidding.
Not to Iowa,
but really,
though.
I can't travel. Anyway. I'm up for grad school suggestions.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kidding, kind of. So,
kind of, sort of, not really?
Just a little bit, but kind of not. Anyway, so... GP writes in. And said, So I'm listening to the podcast at work while I'm waiting for people to walk in for a meeting, and it's the message sheet part, and not 30 seconds after that convo is over, a girl walks in with a message sheet. That's camo, and says, "Ha, you can't see me." I'm not joking. Of course, I'm like, WTF, and start laughing hysterically to the point of tears for at least 3 full long minutes. People look at me like, what the hell is wrong with that girl? And the girl that I'm laughing at can tell I'm laughing specifically at her.
That is what I find the most funny, because it's kind of me.
I know.
But, like, unintentionally.
I know.
And
I was able to gather myself, though, and focus on not looking at the camo girl, and only giggling for sporadic moments during the meeting. I guess my laughing made the girl self-conscious enough to change, because I saw her later that day and she had on a different shirt. It must have been the manic crazy look in my eye. Oh.
And also, she says she hearts us.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to be, you know, self-indulgent.
I did. It's okay. You didn't want to be, but you are, and I took care of it. Don't worry about it.
I feel awkward.
Oh. Oh, well, it's okay. I mean, people really haven't shied away from saying as much before, so, I mean, I don't think it's particularly arrogant on that.
You really are, like, the
meet and greet gal.
Yeah, you're like the, whatchamacallit.
Front of house? Ah, that's
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Restaurant term. Ba, ba, ba.
I know, I had it in my head. I had the house part in my head, but I couldn't remember what it was.
That's okay, telepathetic.
What the term was. Yeah, made me feel a little pathetic.
No, broom-cha.
However, GP, you do bring up a good point. About message sheets, I have a couple, and this is my favorite. Is it still off limits? And, the picture is posted. It says, it says Fast Lover and has a picture of Gandhi, which is actually really funny.
Yeah, it is super.
Because there's a huge difference between stupid message tees and intellectual message tees.
Yeah.
Stupid message tees being like, I graduated from college, and college is spelled wrong, and, you know, letters are backwards and shit.
Or Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
Right. Or Inmate 12345, You Never Saw Me.
Oh my god.
You know, Titanic Swim Team.
Okay, or that one's a little bit funny.
No, not really.
No, but not on, like, a t-shirt, but, like, it's funny.
Well, yeah, and then there's, like, Swim Team, and it's got a picture of a sperm or some shit like that.
Ew.
Like, shirts like that, to me, are just ridiculous. But intellectual message tees that are kind of funny, like PalmerCash.com, which I hadn't ever heard of that.
Yeah, me neither. I'd only really heard of Busted Tees.
And yeah, Busted Tees and LMNO Tees. I mean, some of the shirts are kind of questionable, like GILF. Grandma, I'd like to have.
Ew.
Like, stuff like that, I'm just kind of like,
yeah, that's a little.
Or SILF, S-I-L-F, sandwich, I'd like to, I don't know.
Like
stuff
the,
like that.
What, are we trying to get rid of our explicit rating? I mean.
Well, I just feel so awkward saying those things.
Sandwich, I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, I just don't like saying that. It just feels gross.
Okay, well, that's what I'm here for. I will say pretty much anything. As
well,
we
you say it with Grandma, and we'll be set.
Ew, no. I don't know.
All right. I'm glad that we can agree on that.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think the intellectual tees can pass as long as, like, you don't wear them all the time.
My favorite off that site, actually, I posted a link to the one on that site that I really like, which I find to be aesthetically pleasing as well as humorous, and it says analog is warmer, and it's supposed to be, like, I mean, I'm not even sure that I get it completely, because I think analog is, well, it's got a picture of a cassette tape on it, and cassettes probably have, like, the worst sound in existence of humanity ever. You know, they're going to kind of go the way of the Super 8s, and it's just bad news bears. And so the sound obviously isn't very warm. And, of course, you know, compared to vinyl, nothing really is, but that's another story completely. I work in a record store. Yeah. So that one's my favorite. And I think the thing that I like about Palmer Crash and Busted Tees, because I haven't, like, visited the one that you mentioned, LMNO Tees. I haven't been to that one. But they are kind of, they're done in such a way that even if there wasn't, like, a joke at the end of it, then it would still be, like, just something nice to wear. So I think that therein lies the difference.
Yeah. Like, and, okay, I will say this. The one thing I do really like about Busted Tees is all of the t-shirts are made by American Apparel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Rock on.
And, Stacey, I know that you're a huge fan of American Apparel. So if you want to explain to people why it's amazing.
Because they don't use sweatshop labor.
And also, they're really soft. And they fit well.
That too. Combed for softness.
No, they do. That's what they say on everything.
No, I know.
I know. I'm just saying they're really soft. I like them.
Yes, yes. Combed for softness. They say this under almost every product. I actually recently, and I really hope we can post a picture of this because I'm really excited about this t-shirt.
Which one?
I just ordered the, what's it called? The Sheer Knit Jersey Deep V t-shirt in sea blue to bring out my eyes. And it's fantastic. I'm really excited.
So bottom line is, you can do a message tee.
Just make sure it's smart and it's pretty.
Smart. And it would look good with a nice pair of jeans.
Yeah. And it's not all gross and completely unfitted. Okay. If I could just... Like, I beat anorexia, and it's... And if you're rather large and wearing it ironically, it's not funny. That, number one.
I've never seen that.
I fuck on the first date.
Oh, God.
Please don't wear those. Please, for the children, don't wear them. I think I sounded genuinely upset there. Actually, they do kind of genuinely upset me. Ugh. Ugh. And kind of as a weird arm of that, anime t-shirts? And that's such a good idea. Really. Nah.
Here's a crossroad between fashion crimes and anime t-shirts.
I believe they're one and the same.
Well, they are, but they met full force, like a week ago when I was shopping at, everybody's favorite bullseye retailer.
Target,
whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of names that you can call it. Mm.
You say Target like it's a bad thing. Aren't they kind of a gay-positive company?
Oh, they are. They're very gay-positive. Go Target. I turned the corner of an aisle and saw Mom and her daughter. And I knew it was bad news from the back because, I mean, there were tapered jeans going on.
Oh. Those, no matter what your butt looks like, automatic... For the
heart.
No, I'm just kidding.
Harp-shaped butt.
No, automatic saddlebags.
That too.
Yeah.
Which creates a heart-shaped butt.
No, by now. No, it can sometimes be a good thing. Like, if it's shaped, like, and, you know, there's the roundness at the top. And then, you know, it kind of... It's got that angle down. But if it's, like, an upside-down heart...
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm drawing upside down hearts now. I'm like, what would that look like?
Oh, brother.
I turned the corner and I saw Mom and her daughter. And Mom was wearing, like, tapered denim cargo pants. And... some kind of flowery, lacy, kind of weird, cheap top. I couldn't look. And I think she
It doesn't have to be cheap to be ugly. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, that's true.
To be ugly to be cheap.
And then the daughter was wearing some kind of crazy, like, olive green zip-off cargo pant. And the cargo pant was, like, tapered a little bit.
What?
and she was wearing an anime top that was entirely too large, naturally. And of course her hair was like crazy and long, and she was wearing glasses and just... Okay, Stacey, let's review why anime tees are just as bad as stupid message tees.
Because they're fucking ugly. That's my reasoning for it.
And I'm going to interject with some compassion here and say I understand...
That people like anime?
I feel your pain. I know that some of you lesbians and crazy bisexuals are into anime and whatever.
Brie is none of the above. She is mostly gay.
I am mostly gay. I made my own sexual orientation, and I called it mostly gay. Otherwise known as gay with exceptions. But that's beside the point.
It is indeed.
The point is, I know that, like, a lot of ladies in our community like to watch anime for some reason. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know.
Either. I'm not into it at all. And I'm not really into girls to do.
Oh. But,
well, I'm not.
Hey,
I'm,
you know what? Actually,
aren't I allowed to have...
One of Maury's roommates.
My own taste?
No, yes, absolutely. But I just...
Great.
But she was... This girl who was into anime, she was really cute.
Oh, yeah. I've met tons of hot girls that are like, I love anime.
But is that like an immediate,
you're
like...
You're way
no
too
way.
Hot to be in... Yeah, it is.
Oh, God. That's like me and Republicans.
If you have... No, I'm sorry. But if you have an excessive amount of interest in Eastern culture... Namely, Japanese culture, I just, it's pretty much a big turnoff.
Well, you just kind of described my cousin, which...
Well, then I'm not interested in your cousin, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, she's
I know
great,
you're
and
rooting
that would
for
be
us.
Really awkward. That'd be weird if you started dating my cousin. But she's actually really, oh, she's so funny, though. She's got one of those very, like, subtle senses of humor. Like,
I don't
she'll
like
make
those.
Why?
I don't know, I'm just not into subtle senses of humor.
Oh. It's cool.
I'm sorry, I'm just not into your cousin.
On so many levels, she's gonna be so disappointed.
I know, there's just a multitude of reasons why we could never date.
Mostly because we're going to Malta, dude! That's the most...
Nope, not we. That's all you.
Alright. I'm going to Malta, dude!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All by yourself, maybe with a girl wearing an anime tee. I don't know. I feel like if you watch anime and you're into that, that's your deal. I mean, that's cool. But surely there has to be something better to wear in your closet than a really generic picture of Moon Sailor or something. I don't know. Sailor Moon. Whatever it's called. I'm not sure.
If your I'm t-shirt totally says sure. Yu-Gi-Oh, put it back in your closet, preferably.
Oh. If there's any, I mean, if they've got the big shiny eyes and the tiny mouth. Did you go on mute?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, you're really just that quiet?
Yeah, no, occasionally it happens, though it's very rare.
Crazy.
I know.
I don't know. I feel like there are many other things that you could wear to make yourself look less interesting.
No, make yourself look more interesting.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, we're sorry if we offended you, but... I mean, I don't know, maybe you'll meet another girl wearing a nice anime tee and you can wear anime tees together, dress your kids in anime tees, or something like that.
Talking to the anime tees? Anime tees. Anime tees! Arr! Sorry. I couldn't resist, you know, pirates.
Right.
At least I didn't say anything about, like, still limpid eyes or whatever the fuck Jenny Schechter was writing at the time. Could be worse. Could be worse, that's all I'm saying.
It could be a lot worse, you're right.
Yeah.
You could be editing this podcast.
Shit. Okay, anyway. So, from anime. From, all right, what's more with feeling? And if you could stop typing, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, wow, thanks. I'm sorry, I can't help it if I'm popular.
Popular. It's pronounced popular. Hello?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
I'm going to stop apologizing for being such an idiot. It's just kind of getting redundant.
Yeah, I'm done. I'll just figure you're apologizing at some point.
Okay, just mentally insert it. We'll, like, pause for a sec and then go. Or type.
I was telling her to hold on a second, you jackass.
Oh, my goodness. It's important. You know, we are doing a service. Some wonderful, wonderful listeners of ours have been like, you know what, this is a service to the lesbian community. And, I mean, I think it would be a little bit arrogant to agree, but we do what we can. And it's tough love. It's our version of love. I mean, you can take our advice or you can leave it, but there it is. There it is.
It's there for the taking.
Yeah. And, frankly, we're right.
We're kind of like, take a penny, leave a penny for fashion. You know, like...
Yeah, sort of.
You can take it or leave it. But it's there if you need it.
Oh, yeah. It is. That is actually... That's a really good analogy, only you should really, really take our advice.
We really hope that you need a penny.
We are praying that you need a penny. Actually, if you don't need a penny, that's fine. You might be set with pennies. But if you don't have any pennies, feel free to take some pennies. Take lots of pennies. We got lots of pennies. We got lots of pennies.
This analogy might be out of control.
This overextended metaphor was brought to you by Bree and Stacey.
So before we wrap this up, I didn't forget the fat lesbians again. I have a fat lesbian moment for you. And I'm hoping that you will appreciate it. And I'm hoping that you'll pick this up. I want all of you to pick up Latina magazine, even if you're not Latina.
Oh, good call. All right, I'm there.
Forget about the title, because we're going at this for fashion, not for culture. They do a superb job of catering to all sizes. They have tons of fashion segments in their magazines, and they go from girls that are size 2 to girls that are size 22. So, and, you know, they are really good at listing, you know, where all the clothes are from, how much they are, and all that good stuff. So they are really good at representing us, fat lesbians. Well, not lesbians, but, I mean...
queer women.
Large ladies. Mm-hmm. Voluptuous fakies, hefty Helens, whatever you want to call yourself.
Oh my god, that's my favorite thing ever.
Big Breeze, whatever.
Okay, you're my favorite person alive. Just go. Go on with your bad stuff.
I could keep going. I could do one for every letter of the alphabet if you really wanted me to, but that would take forever.
But yeah, we've only got like another 13 to go.
You know, go hang out at whatever bookstore, pick it up, take a look at it, flip through it, and I guarantee. And most of the time, the clothes actually like they do look good. I usually don't have any complaints about what they pair everything with. So.
Now, Brie, I have a question for our international listeners. Is this magazine available throughout North, South America, as well as Europe?
Don't ask me that kind of question.
AKA, she doesn't know. But look for it anyway. Just go out there and look for it.
I'm almost positive it's available in all of North America.
Okay, well, that's good.
And you can also go to the website, which is just latina.com.
Fantastic.
And I think they have some of that stuff up there, too. Yeah.
Well, good recommendation. Sounds like an excellent, excellent magazine. Yeah, I guess that pretty much wraps us up.
And, like we kind of mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, we got a lot of responses this time
around. Yes, we did. Thank you so much, guys. I mean, half of them were ours, kind of egging people on and whatnot, but it was still fantastic. Really, really great show of support. it's good to know that there are a lot of lesbians going, ah, this is good, because that was our goal, and continues to be our goal. We just, we want lesbians listening, and loving, yep. and laughing.
No, you're done.
But I love alliteration.
But I hate that intro song.
Wait, what? Oh, ew.
That's what you were doing.
No. Yeah. It was a Stacey-fied version, which makes it no less cheesy.
Well,
maybe
you are an honorary member of Betty, then.
Ew, that's worse than saying I wear Roberto Cavalli, you whore!
You just quoted Betty without even knowing it.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I was quoting Marina.
Whatever.
I would take that back.
I'm not taking it back.
Oh my god. Ew,
take
you
back
cannot.
Your whole alliteration thing.
Alright, I take it back. Good lord.
Okay, then I take back my Betty comment.
Thank you, motherfucker. Damn. That's what I get for being an English major for 2 minutes.
Oh, jeez. As usual, if you have questions. Or comments.
I'm sorry, I'm so grossed out right now. I'm like, oh my god, is this called... Member of Betty. Elizabeth Ziff, if you're listening to this, fuck you!
Stacey!
No! Clearly she got Aaron Daniels fired. I'm real angry about that, because clearly Dana was me.
Well, we're gonna have Ghost Dana in the spring, so it's fine.
Oh my god, I hope so.
It's going to be Ghost Dana, and she's going to randomly appear and give Alice love advice.
Every episode? Because that would be amazing. That's the only thing that'll replace
her. She's going to be Alice's
it was
guardian
the worst
angel.
Thing that ever happened to that show was...
Guardian Lesbian.
Guardian Lesbian. Oh my god, wouldn't that be fabulous if we all had one of those?
Yeah, because then maybe I'd actually have a girlfriend.
Dibs on Tallulah Bankhead. Hi, we even have the same birthday.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, she's this old Broadway actress from ages ago, and she died a while ago. By a while ago, I mean like decades ago. And she was bisexual and pretty much awesome, and yeah.
Right.
She was fabulous. She called everybody darling. And then she actually said, well, it's because I can't be expected to remember everybody's name. Oh, she was fantastic. Anyway.
As usual, if you have comments or questions or help you need help dressing yourself, email us at lefashioncast@gmail.com or visit lefashioncast.podomatic.com.
Yes, and we're total email whores. Comment, any kind of input, like we love it. And if there's something new in our inbox, we're like, oh my god, and we celebrate. For like...
You're going to get about 50 responses from each of us.
Yeah, pretty much. Just ask Allison.
Allison
shout
out.
Hey.
Hey.
She did. Hi. How you doing?
And I might offer some kind of prize or award for the first 5 people that leave us a review on iTunes.
Oh my god, do it, but still,
I
nobody
might
will.
Regret saying this. I
might
oh, regret saying
might.
This.
And it's your prize will be a really nice email from both of us saying, thanks, but we're poor and can't really afford to give you, like, an iTunes gift certificate or whatever.
Well,
unless you want it for, like, $1.
Maybe you'll get, like, autographed white sunglasses from me or something.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
Because I have, like, 50 pairs.
Okay, alright, good call.
I'm just kidding. Maybe I'm not. Who knows? You'll have to find out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Might as well leave us a review. You have nothing to lose.
Leave us a review.
Yeah.
And I think a few of you know who I'm talking about.
Oh.
You know, you email us enough. You comment enough.
Yeah.
You could leave us a review.
Yeah, you could.
It'd be fan-effing-tastic.
Yeah, we do actually make every effort to get back to people within a reasonable amount of time. That makes it sound like we have so much responding to do, but we did, actually, for a little while. But they were all people that we knew previously.
We had problems with this last podcast because we exceeded all of our bandwidth and...
Oh, yeah, actually. But yet... Yeah. Okay, but they're these mystery listeners.
Mystery listeners.
They're invisible, you know.
Basically.
They use up all our bandwidth and then they don't say anything.
I think they're embarrassed that they might actually be taking fashion advice.
I know, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, my babies. Mm-mm.
And we promise, there's a lot of stuff that we did not get to.
Yeah, because we know.
Waited, we've been trying to get this done for so long, but...
We're real sorry that it's going up so late, by the way.
I work too much.
Yeah, and no, you drink too much.
And I drink too much.
I'm sorry.
I work and drink too much.
I briefly considered not saying that, and then I was okay. Fuck it.
You can say it. I'm a lush.
No, Bree's just very, very popular.
Would you stop saying no,
it's
popular.
True. It's true. You go out, like, every night. You're like, oh, can't record, can't do anything.
I go out.
A million people need my attention and love.
I go
right
out
now.
3 to 4 nights a week.
Okay, you do realize that most people go out, like, twice a week, if that.
Well, then I'm only going out 1 or 2 days more.
Bree, you're going out the majority of the week. And I can testify to the fact that you've been out, like, 5 times in a week.
Whatever, this is already too long.
Thank you all for having the patience to sit through what I'm sure has been an interesting, crazy...
Gracias a todos. I love you all.
Ooh, that was some Spanish.
Yeah, it was. Just for my favorite listener in Argentina.
Yeah.
Argentina.
Oh, wait. I was just going to... Get out of my fucking head. That's crazy. I was just about to say that. I'm not even kidding. I was just about to go Argentina. Or
too bad you don't say gin.
Argentina?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Actually, it's more like Arjen. Like hing.
Oh, Argentina.
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 But my Spanish is still bad.
Okay. Well, sorry. Mine is worse, if that makes you feel any better.
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Then, fabulous. I'm working real hard on my Spanish.
Okay.
Yep, but we're done. More Spanish, more fashion, more completely off-color, rude comments another day. We promise. Another day soon. P.S. Don't lose faith.
Kiss, kiss. Hug, hug.
Bye, bitches.
I'm really, really hot. Every time my records drop, radio says I won't stop. Cause I'm killing them. Look, let me move to the left. Go ahead, let me feel myself. Touch my chest, my sweat. Show the DJs how I shake my breasts. Jiggle, jiggle, jingle. Watch how my gluteus dangle. I do a 1-2 step. Stop! No, I ain't done yet. Everybody in the club go to work. Tight jeans, crop shirt, short skirts. I'ma rock to the beat till it hurt. I'ma drop it on the street, yeah, you heard. Haters, I flip the bird. Got guns, so what? I ain't scared. I came to boogie and swerve. Hang line, folk, that's my word.
Well, this is the Fashion Cast with Bree and Stacy. I'm Stacy.
You do that every time.
Okay.
As if I'm like a fucking reject, and I don't know my own name, and I can't introduce myself.
What the? Why do you always take offense to it like that? Repeat my name as well. I say, this is the Fashion Cast with Bree and Stacy. I'm Stacy.
And I'm the reject who doesn't know her own name.
Oh my god. All right, I'll do it over again. Okay.
Take turn.
Rock. Okay. For real this time. I promise.
Oh my god, I'm sweating bullets. I'm not even kidding. It is so hot. It's so hot, my beer is sweating.
I thought you were going to say your beard. I was like, oh, that's different.
Nope, just my balls.
Oh. Oh!
Hero.
Guitar. Hero.
Don't say that. It makes me want to marry you.
Oh. Now stop. Okay. Moving on.
Stop. The people are going to think something's up, and then we'll start getting accusations.
Oh, God, I know. It's
too late. Can we please not have to defend ourselves?
Can we please not have to be like, no,
we're really not dating.
Married. Yeah, no. It's all in your head.
On the road again. Like a band of gypsies on the road again. Feeling Feelings that I never. And I can't wait to get on the road again. I'll put the actual Willie Nelson in there and not my singing.
No, you won't.
Oh, I will.
They have to hear it.
You have
they
no have control to. Over this. Maybe I'll put it at the end.
The people must know.